right.
Good.
Who's up?
So how do you describe this one, other than important? Picasso? You call it Picasso?
I call it 2 more points. That's what I called it. We needed them, we got them, and now it's who's next. That's all we got.
John, one of your favorite things to say is you can't depend on one line or on one player. Tonight with Brownie and Schuster getting goals, is that kind of what you're talking about?
Well,
things from everywhere?
Eventually you need secondary scoring. I mean, somebody's going to lead your team in scoring, and somebody's going to be second, somebody's going to be third, and this is just how it works. But when you're missing those guys, the goal's got to come from somewhere. And, you know, for Brownie, you know, to get the first one, huge, especially when we fell behind. It was big to get that, you know, to bring it back to even, and then to jump the lead. But, you know, to get one from Chu, to get one from Yanni Gord, you know, Killer hadn't been on for a while, and it was just a team effort, that one. Everybody contributed in every way. And then when we needed the saves, Vassie was there to make them. Now the power plays get shuffled around a little bit, and special teams ends up, you know, we won that war. I mean, I know they got one, but we ended up getting 2 on that one. And other than that, it's just everybody was just committed. But it's been like that for weeks now. So it's been great.
I know you're used to injuries and guys being not available, but what's going through your mind when you see Cooch right before the game?
Well, it's... clearly it's a little bit of a shock to the system, you know, especially with all the guys that we have out right now, and then to find out, you know, an hour and a half before the game or whatever it was that he wasn't going to be able to go. But the guys took it as a challenge, and how many times, you know, Cooch has bailed us out of games and been the guy for us. Well, now let's be the guy for Cooch, and you know, it's love the sport of hockey because it's not a one-man show ever. Everybody's got to contribute. But when you lose somebody as valuable to our team as Nikita, there's no failure is not an option. You got to step up for him, and I thought everybody did tonight.
He's been sick for a little bit, or is it just kind of a sudden thing?
No, this was sorry. He was feeling off this morning, but nothing, you know, that we were really concerned about at all. And, you know, from personal experience, I've had the same thing a couple months. It's once you get hit, you're out. And I felt awful for him because, you know, a lot of guys that's gone through, you know, Hedman and Garrison and the amount of guys that's gone through, we're just, you know, hopefully this is it. You know, we don't play tomorrow, which is going to be hopefully a good recovery day for him. And we'll see if he can play next game.
This group seems like nothing really phases it right now between the injuries, you know, losing Cooch tonight, falling behind in games. What are they showing you over the past couple of weeks?
Well, you just throw all that resiliency. They never give up. And we've fallen behind in some of these games, but that's the kind of the kicker for me is there's no hanging the head. It's just who's up, next shift. And guys are doing... They're just doing all the little things you have to do to win hockey games. And ultimately, they're playing as a team. And you know, especially with, you know, some of the firepower we have out of the lineup, I think the guys are taking it as a challenge. You know, to just sit here and say, okay, we lost our guy, but, you know, is that going to define our team? And, you know, by no means do we want to go long stretches like this, but, you know, for one night, you know, the boys were unreal.
What does it mean to get the season sweep over a team like Detroit that you have to
have history? It's a funny game. I always think it goes in cycles, and you know, Detroit's been a thorn in our side for years. They're fun games to play. We've had, you know, back-to-back playoff matches against them, and the teams know each other extremely well. But I'll tell you one thing about their team. There's fights, they're battling. There was no quitting their team. They you know, you look at the third period, I mean, they had us hemmed in there a few times, and you know, you can tell they got a lot of character and leadership in that locker room, and it was a hard one. They're a hard team to play. And we caught a couple breaks. I mean, you know, things are going your way when, you know, poor DeKaiser is trying to whack a puck out of the way and it bounces funny and goes in the net. You have to capitalize when you're getting breaks like that, and we did. So it was good for us.
Now you're off tomorrow, but any better indication from Sampras' long skate today, how he's, you know, what's his weekend?
Day to day, bud. But in the famous words of Charlie Steiner, then again, aren't we all?
Rocky, what was it like on the bench when Chu scores and all of a sudden Britney Spears breaks out?
I clearly blocked that one out. I didn't know that. But you know what? Great play by Chu. It was, you know, it activated the D and very, very similar to the Stralman goal the other night. And you just, you know, when McKeg threw it out front, Strahls was there and Chu was there again today, and we had our guys, you know, diving into the slot, and the last couple of games has paid off for us, and good for him. It was good to see that he was the last guy in the locker room. And did they put him on the big screen? Good for him. He deserves it. Aren't you supposed to be asking questions like in 2 days from now?
Yeah, like, it needs to be in Edmonds. It's Montreal.
Now you can turn your
attention. The boy was really good against the Hawks. Was good against tonight. I have a feeling that he's getting closer and closer to be a real dominant player every day in the NHL.
Well, there's no question, and it's a hard league, and it regardless of your talent level, it just takes guys different times to, you know, little different periods to figure it out, and. He's a special player when he's got that puck on his stick, and he seems to make big plays at big times when we've needed them, and he did that again tonight. We'll get, you know, what ended up being the game winner for us, but his games, he's figured out the 200 feet of the rink, and that's why he's, you know, excelling the way he is now, and it's we've needed it with. You know, a lot of the guys that we've had go down, guys like Joe have to step up, and he's done an unreal job.
Good. Thank you.
10:30 skate outside.
Thanks for coming, boys.
No problem.
Enjoy your Friday off.
Yeah.